probably seen the private security footage that helped find the Boston Marathon terrorism suspects. The images show the value cameras play in fighting terrorism.
Thanks to surveillance cameras, the FBI was able to plaster airwaves with a video most wanted poster of the Boston bombing suspects.
Law enforcement leaders and politicians have even called for more city cameras on street corners.
They're a great law enforcement method and device.
I'm a major proponent of cameras. The more cameras, the better. And I think the privacy issue has really been taken off the table.
Cameras in the hands of government poses a very different threat to privacy.
Staff attorney Peter Biebring of the ACLU of Southern California says that there's a big difference between private security footage like the kind used to catch the Boston terror suspects and cameras run by the government.
Government has the power to investigate, prosecute, and potentially jail people. And that's a very different thing from doing what officers did in Boston, which is responding to a known crime by reviewing existing footage. There, the footage came from private individuals and store surveillance cameras.
Still, when it comes to fighting terrorism, why wouldn't we want more police eyes on the street?
A camera just makes it more sophisticated, but it's no different from your neighbor looking out the window at you or a police officer looking at you walking down the street.
Actually, because of technology today, city cameras may be more sophisticated than you think. Biebring described to us what a city network of cameras might look like.
A centrally networked system of cameras that can monitor people throughout the city, that can compare information camera to camera, that can warehouse in one central location weeks or years of footage and potentially scan it for individuals through facial recognition technology.
And that technology is expanding quickly.
These cameras can even pick suspects out of a crowd based on the shirt they're wearing. It's called artificial intelligence software that turns surveillance cameras into smart cameras. So smart, the computer learns what normal behavior looks like on every corner and can spot abnormalities instantly. From abandoned packages to suspicious activity, alerting police in real time.
But in order to do that, they have to keep a record of the activities not only of criminals, but of the lawful activities of law-abiding citizens for weeks and months and years, just in case it ever becomes useful.
And the privacy concern isn't so much the images of you, it's the information about you that's gathered from those images.
People don't have a privacy interest against being seen on a public street, but the Supreme Court has recognized that they do have a privacy interest in having their location tracked over time. So technologies like surveillance cameras that could potentially track a person's location while they're engaged in ordinary lawful activities over a whole city, those do pose privacy concerns that are much different than simply being photographed in one place. The question with surveillance cameras, as with any surveillance tool, is really what is the right balance between our core values of security and privacy?
And that's why when law enforcement uses surveillance cameras or any other surveillance tool, a public discussion and a written privacy policy are important safeguards to have.
I think the simple fact is that too many of these technologies get adopted by police departments without a lot of public discussion. And so few departments have good privacy policies for the kinds of new surveillance technologies that we're talking about. I think the problem that we're seeing now is that technology is evolving so quickly, and there are so many new ways for police to listen to communications, to monitor people's location, to get information about us, that the law is just not keeping up in addressing what the right answer is.